supposed to be a huge weather change for Sunday, isn't there? Do you take that stuff into account?
Yeah, we look at the weather.
Change anything?
Both teams have to play in it, so we'll be ready for it.
Some of their players like talk a little trash this week. Do you get into the bulletin board material and bring that up to your guys when that happens?
I'm aware of it, but I don't respond to it.
What about your guys do it? Does that bother you?
I'm aware of it. I don't respond to it.
I'm saying your guys.
What's up? I'm aware of it. I don't respond to it.
Ben, where has Sterling Shepard made the most strides since you drafted him?
Probably learning the pro game, learning to get himself ready each and every week. I'd say that's probably where he's made his most progress. He was a guy that came in here conscientious, and when he'd make a mistake, he'd learn from his mistakes, and he's really putting a couple good weeks together here, and look forward to getting them better through the rest of the season.
I wanted to ask you again about the touchdown route in particular that Odell ran in the game last weekend. Mm-hmm. With the spin, is there a reflection in there of just the maturity in his route running? Like when he first got in the league, would he have been able to run that route that well, or?
Yeah, I mean, he was a good route runner when he got into the league. He's very good down the field. He's gotten better short to intermediate. He's really had to work at it, and has done a nice job there. But what it shows is he's not just a speed player now. He has some patience in his game, and that's encouraging.
Is that is the speed game alone is what makes the long routes easier if you have that speed? Do you know what I'm saying? Like that maybe those were more polished or easier for him when he first came in. Is that what is the challenge in getting better at the shorter?
Well, it's just a different type of detail when you can get up the field, get running, get on somebody's toes. He has natural instincts down the field that way. Sometimes the shorter things are, the tighter they get and the harder they get.
So in the red zone, does that make him more potent, obviously, in a red zone situation if he's better at those?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially with the attention that he gets, everything he does has to be precise. There's not a play that goes by, he doesn't get doubled, so he's really got to be precise and be patient with what he's doing.
Because if he's not, then they can cover him, in other words. I mean, he's just not going to have room to catch it.
They can cover him a little bit better.
Where would you characterize his maturity level from when you first met him to now?
I think he's doing a great job. I think he's in a great spot right now. I really don't have a good answer for that question.
Ben, have you taken notice that you've won 6 games, which was the total of the past 2 Giants teams?
We're looking forward to playing Chicago this week. That's what we're worried about right now. It's a short week of preparation, but we caught up to right where we need to be at this point in time. And we're looking forward to a fresh Friday today and a launch day tomorrow.
So that specifically hasn't been brought up by you?
No.
Do you think having Eli under center has helped the run game at all?
I think when you get more attempts at the plate, you get an opportunity to be in the center, under center more and in the gun a little bit more, and I think it helps everything.
And I read Mike Sullivan's transcript from yesterday. He was saying that he saw an edge in Rashad during the week leading up to that game. Did you see anything like that? Did you see a difference in his game Sunday, some of those bigger runs?
Yeah, I think, Rashad is a big back that wants the ball. And you can give those big guys a chance to get going, get their shoulders downhill, and get them a couple carries under their belt. They have a chance to get into a rhythm. I think you saw what happened at the end of the game because of that.
What do you expect Victor's role to be here when he returns?
When he returns, I expect him to be a big part of what we're doing in the receiver room.
Well, you've got a run like you have going right now. Can you describe, for lack of a better term, the art of handling prosperity and keeping yourself focused?
When we got together in April, we talked about our biggest challenge, and we talked about it again this week, and it's handling success and being able to stay in the moment and focus on what we need to focus on, being where our feet are and being ready for a game at Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Ben, do you think your team is close to putting a full game together where you are asserting yourself as the clearly superior team, maybe not having it be close at the end?
We talk about we want to start fast. That's important to us. We want to get a little bit better each and every week. And we play the game as it unfolds. And, one thing that's important is we all recognize that you know, in the room, in the locker room, in the team meeting room, and on the field on Sunday. It doesn't matter how the game unfolds. All three phases are capable of making a play to win the game. And we have those type of players in the locker room, and we expect them to play that way on Sunday with that edge, that confidence, one play at a time.
You talked a lot about questions. In training camp, the idea of being a better team in September than you were in August, October than you were in September. In November now, going to Thanksgiving, are you a better team? Can you see that you're a better team than what you've been each of the last couple months?
Well, we're working to be a better team this week than we were last week. And, you know, you want to be better in November, obviously, than you were in October. But this week, especially coming off of a primetime game in a short week, we need to hone in yesterday and Wednesday. We did a nice job of it. We were doubting today, and tomorrow's going to be a big day for us because it's really on his second day that we had a chance to practice this week. So it's important for us to be dialed in on getting a little bit better and find a way to win the ball game.
I think on the radio yesterday you talked about running the ball at the end against the Bengals and the defensive line being on the field tired. Is that a concern for you guys? I think JPP and OB are still way up there in the snap count.
I don't know if it's necessarily play count total as much as it is in sequence and when it happens during the course of the game. But that's not a concern for me.
Ben, when you have defensive players who say, "We believe," or some words to that effect, are you a believer in the idea that that mental part of the game matters at key moments and on the football field?
Yeah, I believe what goes on between the ears plays a big factor in the outcome of everything that we do.